All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, September 12th of 2025, and we have plenty of DFS action coming at you today and over the weekend. So super fun and exciting time with week two of the NFL season on the horizon. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show tomorrow on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Excited to be back today. Had a lot of questions yesterday. Talked about a lot of good topics. Excited for what's in the queue for today. So we're just going to jump right in here. Sorry, answering some questions. Quick one from Luke. Is the free trial coming back anytime soon? I would say no. I would say it's probably gone. We moved to paid trials. So you could either do $7 for 7 days for starters, so $1 a day, or you could try Ultimate, our higher tier subscription, for $37 for 7 days, which is about $5. First question here. I'm noticing I have a positive ROI for about a week straight now in MLB, but they're low percentages, 6, 4, 0.6, 0.8. I'm seeing other people with the same entries as me in the 20s or higher with lower average projection, lower average salary used than me. What should I add to my process to get closer to higher percentages for sim ROI? A part of my process with any sport is making sure to not be too heavily leveraged to any player. So I'll be under 20% leverage. Is that still too high? Should I be closer to 10% or lower? Any insight will help. Thanks. Yeah, good question. So, some of this analysis, right, will depend on the sport in question. Average salary and average projection might matter a little bit less in a sport like MLB, maybe in a sport like hockey, right, where they're kind of a little bit more correlation-based. So I would be looking at the stacks you're using. I would be looking at the stack types, the teams you're stacking, right? So what if you are playing a lot of 4 stacks and some of those lineups that are grading higher than you are playing a lot of 5 stacks, right? There's a correlation component there. What teams are you stacking? You know, one thing I've seen is like some top players where they might actually have 5 stacks of the lower projected teams and like 2 or 3 stacks of the higher projected teams where, hey, you know, when this low owned stack goes off, I want 5 pieces of them because they're going to be lower owned. And then it's going to kind of compound. And then I understand the higher projected players are good. So maybe I just kind of do like 2 or 3, right? So what I would be doing is like looking in flashback, looking at those players that you're mentioning, right, that are getting in the 20s and seeing like going deeper than just salary and projection, like stack types. Look at the 2 stack, the 3 stack, the 4 stack, the 5 stack tabs, right? When you're in flashback, you can click the plus icon on a user and then it will zone in on just their lineups and then study just their lineups and then look at those stacks like very, very closely, right? So I think probably a little bit deeper on the analysis. I think what I just suggested would be my first step in that deeper analysis. So start there. And I think that should lead you to a little bit more insight and hopefully a little bit more actionable information. All right. Good one there. Next question. How would I go about creating a build for 150 max contest where 75 lineups are from SaberSim and 75 are from custom projections? So what you would want to do is use 2 different builds, right? So like stay in build 1, I use SaberSim, and then in build 2, well, first I upload projections, right? And then I switch my build, my projection source to my custom. I build my other 75 lineups. There's a couple different ways you could do this. You could favorite them and put them in the favorites tab. On beta, there is an option to like bulk add lineups to favorites. If not, you could go in and click them one by one. Or honestly, what like might be easier is you just download the 75 lineups from each. You copy and paste them into your DraftKings entry CSV. I think that would like probably be the best option. I'll show you where to download that from right now. But if I were doing that, I'd probably be downloading until the bulk favorite feature makes its way over to app.sabersim.com, which should be soon. All right. And then I'm going to let this build run real quick. Lineups are finishing up. So say I change my lineups to 75. Okay, sim runs. It's going to diversify. I get my 75 lineups. I can click this button here, download lineup groups to CSV. And then I get a file like this. I would just basically copy and paste, you know, these 75 lineups, and then you would get them, you would copy them, and then you would drag, you would paste them into your DK CSV, which will have like blank rows for your lineups. So we usually just do that for you automatically. We can click save, but you can do it manually, and doing that 75-75 approach, that could be a very good option for that scenario. All right. Good question there. Next question. I'm on the ultimate plan, still a bit confused about how to build for both GPPs and satellites separately in the same slate. For example, if I'm entering today's MLB slate, I understand how to approach GPP builds, but satellite part is where I get lost. Could you walk me through how you would handle both types in contests on the same slate using SaberSim? Yeah, good question. So what I would probably do is set up a different group for my satellites. So like, you know, right now we have the two default single entries, one per contest, which is like GPPs over two. I would probably, and you go in here, right? It says my entry is greater than one. I would probably add a second part to this, say, and type is GPP. And this will be make more sense in a minute here. And then I would go to my single entries, probably do the same. My entries equals one and type is GPP. And then I could go to my templates, right? And I could add a new one. And then I'm just going to call this satellites. And then I would say create a group for all of my contests where I'm going to use a little trick here where you say percent to first equals 100. The reason you would do this is because sometimes we won't have all the satellites in our contest tab, so that some of them might come across as custom. So if you try to use type is custom, or I'm sorry, type is satellite, it would like leave out the custom ones. So percent to first, either way, they're all going to be 100% to first, the satellites. So this covers satellites and custom satellites in one. So I would like write one like this, and then you would effectively have, you know, depending on what your contest selection looks like, right? You would have your single entry, or we'll just call, you would have like a single entry one, right? And then you would have like a GPP one, you know, let's just say you're playing one contest or something, and maybe it's like a 20 max. Okay, I'm playing a 20 max. Maybe I'm playing, cancel this. Maybe I'm playing 10 single entries, right? So this is like all my single entries together. I'm playing 120 max. And then I'm playing satellites, right? It would look something like this, where maybe I'm playing 10 satellites. So that would be like my preferred setup. I would still run it all in one build. I would just have it have its own template. And then just make sure you start it that way. When you open up a new build, it auto creates. So that would be my advice there. All right. Next question. Is there a way to see the flex positional percentage of my total lineups? So what I would do, right, is like go to the flex, and you can't, there's like not like a summary of like, oh, this is how much is of like each position total. but you kind of have to just like estimate it or like literally add it up. So we have what, 40 lineups. You could come through here, click on a position, and or right click on the position column header, click on a position, and then I could look at this, like, okay, there's like 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, I have like 23% running backs. I have 26% tight ends. And then I have 33, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, about 50% wide receivers. So this position going one by one within the flex tab would be the best way to kind of get an idea of how much exposure you have to each position. That is the best option at the moment. All right, next question. If I create a template for all my single entries and individual groups, when I edit my min-max exposures, I understand the percentages applied to each contest. If I were to combine all the single entries into one large group and then adjust the minimum and maximum, would that percentage be applied to the overall group? For example, 20% of the overall group, lastly, when in one large group. What determines the order in which the contests are filled? Okay, good questions here. So first part is, it's kind of in the second part, says, if I were to combine all the single entries into one large group and then adjust the min-max, would that percentage be applied to the overall group? Yes. The answer is yes. So min-maxes that you set in the player table get pushed to each group individually, okay? So if you have one single entry, like a group per single entry, right? And let's say that, you know, I look at my exposure in the all tab, and then I'm like, okay, I have 63% Hollywood Brown. I feel like that's too much, right? Maybe I don't want more than 50%. Well, when you set the 50 and the lineup group only has one, right? Like, let's say I have one single entry per group. For a single entry, your exposure is either 0 or 100%. So by setting a max of 50%, you're effectively excluding Hollywood Brown from any single entry contest that you play. This is why we made the change to group the single entries together. Because if you have four single entries and you set a 50%, well, now he can be in two and then not the other two, right? So grouping them together kind of gives you that effect of like, hey, I wasn't trying to exclude him from all my single entries. I was just trying to manage my overall exposure to him. That was like kind of the main reason for the change there. So just understand that exposures get pushed to each group individually, regardless of how many contests are within the group. Now, second part is, in one large group, what determines the order in which the contests are filled? I am like almost positive that when you click this plus icon, you get like a pop-up and your contests are like ordered. Let's see if I have a option here. See if there's anything recent. Okay, here. We're going to go to the main from last week. Okay, we were doing this one. Actually, I think it's a 25 cent. All right, we're pulling up a build from like some demos we did last week. Okay, cool. Pool generated. So let's add both of these. So now I have two contests within one group, right? How do they get assigned? Well, I'm like very positive. It's still top down. It's like kind of like how your groups go top down. It's however they're ordered within this pop-up. So if you don't like it, you can drag and drop and change them, I believe. This should work. All right. Looks like it's not working. Let me confirm that. In the contest pop-up group, drag and drop. And an update just went live. I don't know. Maybe that'll be fixed. Maybe it won't. But I'm like very positive it's top down here. So that's just one thing to note on that front. But either way, we'll get that figured out. All right, next question. How do you see all the stats and everything on mobile? I don't have a laptop. Feels very limited things I can do. So one thing I would definitely do on mobile is like try and zoom out on your browser. You can also try landscape mode. You should be able to be, there's like a projection section and like a lineup section on the bottoms. Just be in the projection and you should be able to scroll side to side. If you're having trouble scrolling side to side, I would long press on a column header, just like holding your thumb down or finger down. Go to the right side menu, click edit columns. Make sure these pins are not active. Okay. If these pins are active, that makes it so they don't move when you move. So like the screen is like kind of small, right? You can only see a couple columns at a time. If some of these are pinned, it literally won't move. So like long press the column headers, make sure the pins are off, and then you should be able to use your finger and then scroll side to side to see everything. So that's just one note there on a mobile with regard to mobile. All right, got a part two question here. Thanks for answering that. Part two to the question I had earlier about the satellites, just a bit deeper. If I'm split on my satellites with some that are single entry sats and some that are multi, and I want to go all in on the best lineups for just the single entries, how would I do that? Okay. So basically kind of asking like, hey, how do I dupe lineups across my satellites is like how I'm reading this, which is totally something you could do. So let me come back here to our like satellite group. All right, so let's say we're back here. Let's say that we are playing, I don't know, five single entry satellites. And then we're playing like a couple other, like two maxes, but we really just want to kind of pool from the five. So what the builder is going to do is going to add up all of your satellite entries. And by default, it's going to make sure your lineups equals your entries. But let's say you want to play a lower number of unique lineups, right? Okay, you just come into this lineups box and you change it to whatever you want it to be. So let's say five. After that, what you do is change diversity from portfolio to uniques. I would just use uniques one. And then when you have less lineups than entries within a group, there will be a new column that appears called fill method. We could probably go back to Sunday to show this. Okay, so I have two contests in one group, and then in one contest, let's see. We have three entries, and then in the other one, we have one. So let's say that, you know, I just want to play the three uniques, and then I want to use one overlap, right? I want one lineup to be duped. So it'll effectively look like this. Four entries, I change the 4 to 3. I change diversity to uniques. Let's say I want to use ROI. I would use fill method unique here, unique rank, where it's going to put the three lineups into the three entries, and then it's going to use the top lineup in the other contest with only one entry. So I would always use unique rank. Personally, it's going to make sure that you get an even distribution of lineups across, like, it's going to make sure one lineup isn't used 10 times and the others are kind of random. It's going to fill from the top down and then start over at the top and then start over at the top, kind of getting an even spread of all the lineups. So I would stick with the unique rank option, but just changing the lineups, putting them in one contest group would be how you would do that. All right, but good follow-up there. A bit confused. Question, what's the deal? I can't ask questions here. Where do you ask questions? I did get your question about the stats and everything on mobile. I did answer it. So if you stepped away for a second, if you missed it, just rewind a little bit. Within the last like 3 minutes, I answered the question about everything on mobile. So check that out. But definitely saw the question, answered it, and feel free to ask more. All right. See, Mac is typing here, potentially a part 3 follow-up. That's totally okay. So we'll hang out for a minute here. Okay. Follow-up just came in. And cool, stepped away for a second. Yeah, no problems. No, it's all good. All right. If I made a template for single entry stats, would this be the way to do it? Just set it to one lineup and portfolio. Let me see. Portfolio, 5 contests. You're using one lineup. Yeah. So if you wanted to play like the same single entry and you have like, or you want to play like one lineup in like 5 different satellites, yeah, this would be exactly the way. So they have 5 contests. They're setting lineups to one. It'll just use that one lineup over and over and over again. So that seems like a totally fine way to do it. All right, cool. Well, I think we're all caught up here with questions in both the office hours channel and if that picks the best one. Yes, it will take the number one portfolio ranked lineup, which like I can see in your screenshot. It says lineup is portfolio rank 1, and then it just will fill that into all 5 contests. Cool. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back early tomorrow. So 12:30 p.m. Eastern time. So if you guys have any questions, drop in the office hours channel or the YouTube chat ahead of the stream. They will sit there until the show. But appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck tonight and this weekend if I don't talk to you. So until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.